inside the Hollywood Hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
It is brought to you by Aer Lingus. Hello, Sharky.
Gina J, good afternoon. Well, it is a crazy day in the world of gossip. What do we have today?
Yeah, well, this story gets even weirder by the second.
Yeah,
Let's see. So ex-Boston Red Sox star David Big Papi Ortiz was shot in a Dominican Republic bar. But now, according to one news outlet, the Daily Mail, they're saying it was two cops that were hired by a drug lord who believed that Big Papi was having an affair with his wife.
Ooh. Yeah, this is pretty bizarre. Now, this is his hometown of Santo Domingo. And he was sitting at a nightclub, just sitting there. In the video, you just see him kind of slumping over.
Oh, you don't really see the
shots fired. But they apparently, a lot of people around David chased this guy down, and they beat the crap out of him.
Oh, yeah.
So the Red Sox have sent down a medical plane to pick him up down in his hometown, bring him back to Boston. They're going to admit him to Mass General, where he can, you know, obviously you're going to get the best care in the world there.
Right.
The bottom line here, this is going to be a long recovery for him. And we wish him the best. It's very unfortunate.
Chris Pratt got married over the weekend. This was a pretty quick one.
Yeah, to Arnold's daughter, Catherine. He's 39. She's 29. Is this his second marriage? I think.
Yes. Now, they started dating last summer.
Yes.
So in a year, see what happened. So over the weekend, little Prince Louis, the youngest kid of Kate Middleton and Prince William, made his little debut. Yeah. At the Buckingham Palace balcony debut. It was the Trooping the Color celebrations over the weekend. Meghan Markle was there too, her first appearance after having the baby. I didn't realize it was for Queen Elizabeth's like birthday celebration. I guess they celebrate it twice a year. You have your regular birthday and then you have one in the summer because it's nicer weather.
Oh, so what is she, like 102 now? And if you have two birthdays a year, she's really like 204 now.
I
can't keep a track. There's a lot of candles.
This story grosses me out. If I ever walked into this house, I'd walk right out. Orlando Bloom.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, Orlando Bloom with his shirt off, you would not walk out of his house. I don't care what's going on there.
He doesn't do it for me too much. So Orlando had a dog. He loved this dog so much that now he has the dog's skeleton on his table, and he displays it in his house. The dog died, obviously.
Yeah, a little weird, a little strange, but I still say if Orlando was walking around without his shirt on, you'd be there in a second. You'd get over the dog bones.
No!
You'd find a way to deal with it.
Definitely not. That story totally grossed me out. So did you hear also that Justin Bieber is challenging Tom Cruise to an MMA fight? And he said if he doesn't respond to this and do this, that he'll never live it down. Okay. John Cena joining the cast of Fast and Furious 9 and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, not going to be in it. And finally, the weekend box office, number 3, Aladdin with $24.5 million. Number 2, Dark Phoenix with $33 million. And number 1, The Secret Life of Pets 2, pulling in $47.1 million this weekend. For more celebrity gossip, check out our website at 96.5TIC.com.